Borjovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC, live at the Sweet James Studios deep behind the orange curtain, back from Europe in the flesh and awake. I have to add that last part because I actually, it's 4 in the morning back where I came from, and that does make a bit of a difference. But thankfully, I've got some hot coffee here before me that I have been slowly consuming in preparation to return behind the Sam Nation microphone, and here I am. 800-222-5222 is the phone number if you want to be on the program. Also, my email, sam@samnation.com, as you know. Email me during the program. I do check it, and I will respond if needed. Okay. I am alternatively perplexed and pissed off. And why? I tell you, I've talked to, I don't know, I'm not 100 people, probably 30 to 40 different people as I'm interacting with people on my trip. My family members, friends, people, you know, people I'm acquaintances that I'm meeting at, you know, a couple different parties and get together, social gatherings in Europe. And I have this slow burn I'm pissed. Everybody is asking me about Trump and this Trump-Russia deal. Now, I was at this birthday party in a town, Karlovy Vary. I think I mentioned it when I was still broadcasting the show from the Czech Republic last week. I was there and I came back and I was at a party. These are well-to-do people, educated, interesting. Many of these people would be, I would say, movers and shakers in the Czech Republic. And several of them, of course, with politically, you know, with political connections. And they understand Russia. Okay, they get it. This is a country that has not necessarily had the best relationship with Russia. They understand, they get that Putin is not a trustworthy, good guy. But they're coming up to me and they're saying, look, this is, are you Americans serious about this Russian collusion? What is it? Are they really going to impeach Trump over Russia collusion? This is nonsense. And this, of course, as last week, Donald Trump Jr.'s emails land all over every newspaper and blog. And they are somehow the conclusion here ranges from treason to, you know, to collusion, to obstruction of justice. But I mean, the entire Trump-Russian narrative has been, it seems, infused with a new life. And I think it's total nonsense. Now, let me explain. In order for this to be a real story, a real bit of concern, number one, you have to accept a few different there's a few different premises, right? But the first one is, you know, you got to accept that Russia that Russia's actually evil to the point that we cannot cooperate with them in any meaningful way. Now, this is just, you know, one headline story today from the Washington Post. The Trump's team delusional fixation on getting along with Russia. And in this piece, all of Putin's sins are detailed, or at least a great number of them. And I'm sitting here and I'm scratching my head over it because that's the first place to start, right? The reason that it's bad for Trump Jr. to meet with anyone who is in any way, shape, or form, in any distinct way, affiliated with Russia and the Russian government. The reason it's bad is because Russia's bad. They are our enemy, right? That's the whole point of the story. And remember during the campaign that this was a narrative about Trump. You know, well, Trump, yeah, he is just so cozy with Russia. It's unacceptable. He can't do this. He's trying to overtures to Putin. And in the same breath, these clowns, these idiots on the left are telling us how. Now, listen, Trump's got to be careful when it comes to China. tread carefully. Don't ruin our deal. China's a reliable ally. Don't. And I'm looking at this. And let's be objective. In this Washington Post article today, what are they talking about? I mean, they're talking about Putin's subjugation of the press, human rights abuses, arresting political foes. And I'm looking at, what's China? What do you realize that China arrests Falun Gong members? This is documented. Kills them and in some cases harvests their corneas and other organs to sell. That's who China is. But we work with China. And we're working with China because we pick and choose. It's not always about every single, you know, absolute dogmatic issue. We realize that sometimes we have to dance with who is on the stage. Not always with everyone that shares every single one of our values. The world would become, frankly, a very lonely place. You want to talk about isolationism. But the issue here is that for some reason, the press, the left has chosen to have Russia be the bad guy that we absolutely under no circumstances can work with in any way, shape or form. And China isn't the only example, but it's a big one of a country that has the same, if not worse, human rights abuses. And we cooperate with them freely. And the press is admonishing Trump to continue to work with China. But the other part of this, the bigger part of it is, all right, Russia interfered, they colluded, and Trump committed a crime. And this is where, look, first thing I did is I printed out all the emails from the Don Jr. email chain, the now infamous email chain between him and a guy named Rob Goldstone, who's a publicist. He's a guy that knows Trump Jr. and he's working with this Russian singer who's the one who set this whole thing up. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, look, if everything in this is true, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, if it's all here, if this is the evidence, if this is what is being delivered to a prosecutor, will that prosecutor file charges on the basis of this evidence? And you know what the standard is. A prosecutor, in order for him to file charges, what does there have to be? You have to have a reasonable basis for a crime to have been committed. Prosecutors can't just file charges without any proof. When that happens, prosecutors go to jail. Think Duke rape lacrosse case. So the first place you go to, if you assume all the facts before you are absolutely correct, the place you go to is the law. And the law here is pretty clear. In fact, there's the exact section of the law that I get, you know, there's a great article about this on Vox.com. There's a Zach Beauchamp today. No, excuse me, July 11th, right when this thing broke. And it says legal experts say Donald Trump Jr. has just confessed to a federal crime. And this is the type of stuff that is circulating throughout the world that has people everywhere scratching their heads, wondering, is Trump really going to be like, is Trump even going to be president in a week? Because as best we can tell, he's going to be arrested and let out, you know, goose stepped out of the White House any minute. Think the term is frog marched, but whatever, you get the point. Yeah, legal experts say Donald Trump Jr. just confessed to a federal crime, and going through everything that has happened, here's what they hang their hat on. 52 USC 301-21, and it's a law that governs foreign contributions to U.S. campaigns, and that's exactly it. It governs money going from foreign companies and foreign individuals to U.S. campaigns. Can't do it. And there's one section B here. Contributions and donations by foreign nationals. This is what they're hanging their hat on. Tell me if you think this is a little bit slim. A foreign national shall not directly or indirectly make a contribution or a donation or of money or other thing of value or expressly or impliedly promise to make a contribution or a donation to any election. Right, that's the last part of it. And what they're saying is, look, Russia here offered the Trump campaign dirt on Hillary. And that has some kind of value. And, you know, and heck, you know, that's it. Done. A crime has been committed, legal experts say. I'm going to tell you right now, that is the thinnest, absolutely thinnest argument you can ever imagine. And it's because here's what happened. If you read the email, the actual email as stated, and I'm going to pull it out here. The first email is a little bit long. I'm not going to read all of it, but here's what is offered. He writes, the Crown prosecutor, and this is a guy, by the way, the guy making the offer is not the foreign agent. It's just some publicist that's trying to arrange a meeting. And as it turns out, the meeting has nothing to do with any of this, right? The meeting is about, she's trying to lobby the Trump people to get rid of some sanctions. And they basically shoo her out of the office in 10 minutes. But he writes, the Crown prosecutor of Russia met with the father of this Amin guy and offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father. This is obviously very high level and sensitive information, but it's part of Russia and its government support for Trump. What do you think would be the best way to handle this? And so anyway, so this is in June. And that's it. And Don Jr. says, yeah, sure. Come to my office. Come to my office in a week. I'd love to hear it. Because that's what anybody would do in a campaign that he'll. At the same time, Hillary Clinton's people have paid $250,000 to a foreign spy, to a British spy named Christopher Steele, who went and spoke to 20 or more different high ranking Kremlin officials. And then, on a basis of, I think, a great number of different memos, compiled the now famous Trump dossier. This is what happens in campaigns. But what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander. You can't brush that off and then turn this into a smoking gun. And incidentally, again, there's no offer of value coming from Russia. It's some guy who's a publicist, and you publicists, I'll tell you, publicists, generally speaking, they try to make everything that they do a lot more self-important and you know, they blow things out of proportion a lot of times because that's their job. Their job is to publicize, is to draw attention to, scandalize, make things bigger than they are. And that's what happened. This guy was, you know, beating on about this and wanted this to be, and it's nothing. It's literally nothing. If by the same standard that Hillary Clinton is let off for mishandling and deleting 33,000 emails because, well, we just can't find any intent, then what the heck is this? The only law that they have a hat to hang on is one that deals with contributions. And as best as I can tell, we are living in a country where the Clintons got away with soliciting, I don't know, $30+ billion from foreign governments while she was Secretary of State. And nobody prosecuted them for that. So you want to talk about a thing of value. This is just nothing. And the press continuing to hang on to this stuff, in my opinion, is actually ludicrous, but it's going to eventually it's causing problems because we have people all around the world who are like the good folks I'm telling you about, you know, meeting at these get-togethers and they're really wondering if we can be a reliable player. Because I had one guy, won't name, but he's in some form close to the Czech government that I was talking to, and they're making evaluations based on, are we or should we even be dealing with the Trump administration? Because we're not sure if they're going to be there a year from now. And that's a real problem. So I'll tell you, I think I'm just to the point where I'm getting back. I'm coming back to this country. I laid it all out before me today on my desk. So I would really be in the picture. But when you look at the, when I looked at this, I try to step back from it, and I'm looking at it from, you know, a worst case scenario. Where does this land? It's a whole lot of nothing. But the Steele dossier, you know what? I'm going to come back to that after the break. The Steele dossier is huge. He got paid a whole lot of money by, you wouldn't believe by who. It wasn't just the Democrats. A state chairman, Sam Rejofsky, back right after this.
Talk radio, talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. You know, one huge takeaway for me when I look at this email chain from Don Jr. When did this happen? Beginning of June, is that right? The first email that he received, unsolicited, by the way, from Rob Goldstone, the publicist for the Russian singer that had connections with some, I don't know, Kremlin people, came on June the 3rd. And it was, I read this email too, and I think set up too. I just think this is so cheesy, right? The guy writes him, and the crown prosecutor of Russia met with Aras's father and da-da-da-da-da. Okay. But I'm looking at, you know, the fact that Rob, that Don Jr. responds to this publicist and says, yeah, that sounds, you know, great, let's get to it. You know, June, when's the election? November? Okay, so June, July, October, November. I'm terrible at math, so I've got it. We're talking about really 3 full months before the election is when this thing came out. This contact was made. I'm just going to point this out. It doesn't look like the Trump campaign had any significant ties to Russia before this date, because if they had, Don Jr. would have blown this thing off. I mean, this, I got a friend of a friend of a friend who's got this connection that's going to, oh yeah, sounds great. Let's do this. And remember, Trump was already at this point, I mean, in the primaries even, was being accused of being a Putin stooge. So the timing thing of this, I mean, I'm humored by it. On one hand, Trump is a Putin stooge well before June. But on the other hand, we got the smoking gun email here. Woo! And what does it tell us? That they couldn't have had any contacts with Russia because the thing is amateur hour. This thing is so stupid. I mean, what kind of an idiot is this guy? I like Don Jr. But this is dumb. That's what this is. Next steps for him, what does he do? He needs to just shut up. That's my recommendation to him. Both, as you know, from a political strategy point of view, and the other just as his attorney. You just got to shut up. It's out there. You release the email chain. I get the transparency thing. No, it doesn't rise to the level of a crime. And, you know, Trump's just, you know, the good news is Trump stood behind it. He just said, look, I support him. It's all good. And of course, well, I mean, the Democrats have just blown their lid. Let me give you a taste of one wonderful reaction from Tim Kaine, who was, at least according to the polls, should have been our vice president. Could have been our vice president. And if only Trump hadn't stolen the election with Russia's help, would have been our vice president. And here is him Tuesday talking with Manu Raju, senior congressional reporter at CNN, about what he thinks about Don Jr.'s email chain.
You think this is treason? The investigation, it's not, nothing is proven yet, but we're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Yeah, it's treason. Now, never mind. Look, treason is such a specific law. I mean, treason's defined in the Constitution. Very few criminal laws are specifically defined in the Constitution. Our framers were so intent on treason to not be overused the way it had been other places in the world, in contemporary events to the drafting of our Constitution. It was grossly misused in England, among other places. And so there was a deliberate effort to define it really precisely. And it was basically to wage war against the United States and to provide comfort to our enemies. And this explains, of course, why the Democrats are so intent on defining Russia singularly of all the countries out there that do bad things that harm our country, of defining Russia as our enemies, as our enemy. All right. There's more on this. And China's banned Winnie the Pooh. That's great. I'll tell you about that. It ties into this. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. John Wolf up next with the news.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm back. Back again. Yes, landed yesterday about 4:30 or so in the afternoon. It's like when they ask you anything to declare. Yeah, I'm happy to be home. 800-222-5222. Sam@samnation.com is the email. And as usual, I have to reestablish this. We are live from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain. You know who Bret Easton Ellis is? He's a writer, authored American Psycho. He was talking yesterday about this crazy experience that he had. He says he's done talking about politics. Now, Ellis is kind of an unusual animal. It's rumored that he's gay. But he's this conservative guy in Hollywood. He's a big power player in Hollywood, but he's conservative. And I guess he's at this social gathering, calls it a dinner of some sorts. And he gets attacked for being a Trump stooge. And those are that's a direct quote, I guess, of the person attacking him. And he's like, I'm done talking about politics. I cannot have another dinner ruined by these crazy people who can't deal. And I relate to that. I relate to it. Like this Russia thing. Okay, let's assume that everything that is said about Trump, not just in the email, but let's say everything that you are accusing Trump of doing, every overt act that Trump has done is true. Now, show me the law that he's broken. It's not treason. It's not this U.S. code I read to you earlier that deals with foreign contributions. It's not obstruction of justice. I mean, you guys are firing blanks, and I guess this is why I'm so pissed off. And then I go somewhere. I'm with Ellis. I go somewhere, and I want to have a nice meal. And then the dreaded where somebody brings up Trump. And I know some of you are laughing because you know it's me that brings him up. you want to know what's going on there? God, I'm going to get into some hot water here. If I bring up Trump in a group setting, in a social setting, I want to piss people off because I want people to storm off. I want the evening to be over. I want to get home. If I don't bring up Trump, I'm enjoying your company. That's the God's honest truth there. No, but the politics come up, and what happens? People start foaming at the mouth, and then I try to take it a step back, and I say, well, all right, let's talk law. And sometimes I'll be with lawyers. I will be with people who know the law. And I'll say, okay, read to me these elements and tell me which law is. It's not about that. He's terrible. He's horrible. And this is what it all comes down to. The leftists are still reeling from a shock of a lifetime. They thought Hillary would win. And these are people that apparently cannot deal with reality. And so are taking any bit of their angst out on this political situation. So let's say that Trump really is the absolute worst thing to happen to America. You know, you gotta deal with it. I just came from a country where my parents survived Stalin. Okay? You want to know about... when we get back, I'm going to play this clip from Dershowitz, who's turning out to be the liberal voice of reason, talking about Stalin and how that fits in. But people had to live. They had to eat. They had to go there. So just why don't you go to work? Why don't you focus on the good things? Focus on your kids. But people are so consumed by this. Don't worry. I'm going to get to this Winnie the Pooh thing in China. They've banned Winnie the Pooh. Not, I don't know. Like, I guess if Winnie the Pooh showed up in Beijing, no, he'd be turned away. He's a persona non grata. Revoking his visa. Sam Rogowski, back after this.
Say, what is this? You know what it is.
790, 790,
790, 790.
KABC.
Sam Rogowski, I talked to the one and only Sweet James Bergener today. And interesting thing, he had some clients come in and they had a letter from their previous attorney. They'd had an attorney work on their file, and it was this final breakdown letter. And basically, it left them owing money. They owed money to a hospital and to an ambulance company. And they wanted to know, what can we do? And really, there's not a whole lot you can do. Once your lawyer totally jacks up your case and ruins it, you're kind of out of options. What you want to do is you want to get out of that bad relationship before it destroys you. Okay? Sweet James is not going to leave you owing money. That's not how it works. You get your bills paid. You get money in your pocket. Sweet James even makes a little bit of full money doing what he does. Everybody wins, right? It's capitalism. We celebrate it. So, yeah, don't if you are starting to feel like your lawyer is not doing a good job, and they knew it, right? He's telling me they were saying, well, I already could feel this guy was just not doing what he was promising. Cut the tie. Don't go down that path. Hire Sweet James Bergener, even if you've got a different lawyer. You can switch. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, and that is sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rogowski live back behind the Sam Nation microphone. Jeez, I'm out of practice. And I just want to say a word about this trip. I needed a break. And I appreciate all of your tweets. I appreciate your emails, your Facebook messages. Thank you. I know you missed me this week, and I missed you. God, I really did. When I do the show from Europe, it's 4 a.m. there. And it was just getting to the point where I was not sleeping. I wasn't sleeping at night. I'm not sleeping during the day. And I don't... I needed some time off. So thank you. Thank you for listening to replays of my beautiful voice. I'm sorry I wasn't here live to cover all these events. I'm back in the saddle, And this week, I promise to regale you with nothing but the best of me in live, real form. Oh, you know what I need to do, too. I need to take this opportunity. And today is a big day. Today is Sweet James's birthday. He's not here because he's doing something fun, I'm sure. But I just, you know, you have a great sponsor. You're going to wish him happy birthday. So, on behalf of all of us here at Sam Nation, Sweet James, happy birthday. That's right. Alan Dershowitz. Now, he's the former law professor, Harvard law professor, emeritus law professor. And he is, of course, a dedicated anti-Trump liberal. But he is actually a damn fine lawyer, and he's not letting politics get in the way of his legal knowledge, his legal reasoning. Imagine that. What a novel concept. And so in talking about the law and how the Democrats right now are so desperate to get Trump, they want to get Trump, that they're shifting around. They're not, they want to redefine what the law is. And have a listen to him, what he's saying. This is on Neil Cavuto last Wednesday. This is just so on the money. Listen closely.
We have to look at the law. We can't just assume that because we disagree, and I do disagree, with the meeting having occurred the way it occurred, that suddenly becomes criminal or treason. We just have to not broaden and expand criminal law by focusing and targeting our enemies. I don't want to ever become what Stalin and Beria, the head of the KGB, became when Beria said to Stalin, "Show me the man and I'll find you the crime." There are some Democrats who were saying, "Look, Trump's so bad, we need to get him, so we'll come up with a crime, no matter how stretched it is, no matter how it is not based on the text of the statute or the Constitution." We shouldn't be doing that.
And, you know, that is, "You'll find me the man, I'll find you the crime." That's kind of where the Mueller special prosecutor thing's going. You got a general warrant to look into any criminal acts related to in any way to Trump and his associates. And with unlimited resources and a team of people who hate the president working around the clock, who knows what they can find. All right, Sam Rogowski back after this talking about Winnie the Pooh. I'm going to get to it, I promise.
Talk Radio.
KABC.
Sam Rogowski back here and having fun. So, what's Winnie the Pooh going to do in China? Well, he just got banned. And so, you know about dissidents in China. Obviously, you can't criticize in any way, shape or form the government and any of the ranking members of the government hierarchy. Right. So you've got, apparently, Winnie the Pooh is being compared to President Xi Jinping. So I guess they kind of look similar, I guess. So, and yeah, and it got to the point where the Chinese censorship committee is now rooting out any references to Winnie the Pooh and any images of Winnie the Pooh. They call it the Great Firewall of China, a reference to the Great Wall of China, where you have both, you know, some code that's written, some programming. You know, you've got obviously some hardware, but then you just have rooms and rooms full of humans that are sitting in computers and they're searching for illegal content of this kind. And so they're able to effectively basically tamper down on things that are being said. So the Chinese are clever and they work around it. So they come up with different code words and different symbols. And Winnie the Pooh is just the latest one that has been banned. And this sort of, like, this explains what I'm getting at. I mean, you're telling me that Russia is so bad, Trump cannot sit down and even talk to Putin. I mean, how dare he? Because they are hostile to the press. And you've got China, who Trump shouldn't antagonize because they're our trade partner and they're an important world power. And China is so extreme in its tamping down on free speech that they're banning Winnie the Pooh? This is how absurd the double standard is. 4 years ago, when Barack Obama leaned in and caught on a hot mic was his word, were his words to Dmitry Medvedev, the then president of Russia, and a stooge of Putin's, of course, a real stooge, not just like, you know, Trump is. But, you know, Putin's deputy that was a placeholder while Putin was waiting to run for president again. So he leans in to Medvedev and says, "Don't worry, Dmitry. I can be a lot more flexible after the election." And the press dismissed it. All these people that are having a coward, this is no problem. He's just being a this is politics. This is diplomacy. This is Trump being a genius. And then Hillary shows up with a plastic red reset button. And oh, this is brilliant. This is fantastic. And John Kerry in every single one of his trips could not have crawled further up into Russia's bodily orifices if he had tried. And at every turn, the liberal press was telling us what a mess. Bravo, bravo. Diplomacy at work. And then when that doofus, what was his name? Mitt Romney. Dared tell Obama in that debate that it was what? That Russia was the greatest geopolitical threat to the United States. That snarky Obama response that, hey, the 1980s called and they want their foreign policy back. You take all of that together, and now suddenly Russia's the big foe? The only reason Russia's the big foe is that they're still looking for reasons for why Hillary lost. Here's a reason why that witch lost the election. No one liked her, and no one liked what she was selling. There it is, plain and simple. The only thing Trump needs to do is stick to policy. It's his ideas, and even to some extent his personality, that won in the election. Stays on track with that, he's going to be A-okay. All right, I'll be back tomorrow again at 7. And yeah, I think I'm going to go to bed now. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790 KABC.